You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action in Tipperary. A good card to look forward to there, with several big handicaps and a couple of listed races as well. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm fine. Same as normal, really. Just seems to be a daily dose of Irish racing, doesn't it? We don't seem to have any let-ups, do we, Mark, at all?
We don't. We had 7 days of the Galway Festival and racing every day since. Is this day 13 in a row or something?
I think it's almost unprecedented. I can't remember doing as many Irish podcasts as this. Usually when they get like a festival, they usually either have a day off after or before, but it's just been constant all the way through.
More over the weekend as well. It's
not that we're complaining. I mean,
No.
It's only as if there's like one meeting a day. It's not like over here when there's like 7 or 8 and you get completely drowned in it. So it's all good.
Yeah, good stuff
tonight at Tipperary as well.
Yeah, it is. It's not a bad card at all tonight. Group 1 racing over the weekend as well in the Curra. So it's still a good racing going on despite there being a festival last week. So
absolutely, yeah. I'm still very much on top of things. And we've got, like I said, we've got more than several decent races tonight, including 2 listed contests.
Let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 5.05. We start here with a maiden over 5 furlongs. The market headed by Zeb Grey, who's 11-10. 7-2 for Dolce Strega. Bob Aylin is 5-1, 7-1 for Anania, and it's 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you side with in the opener then, Andy?
Well, Tipperary tonight is going to be on the heavy side, as we know. It's going to be very, very testing for these 2-year-olds. What you do want, you want a horse with a bit of experience, preferably something that's run over the track. And on top of that, my prediction is that the high numbers will hold sway. So putting all those pieces together leads me to believe that Zeb Grey will take quite a bit of beating in this opening 5-furlong sprint contest, because not only has he got she's got the best form in the race, i.e. a 4th in the listed race here at the track behind Promise Money. That was when we last saw her. She's also got the stall that everyone desires, the highest stall going, which is Trap 9, and is ridden by Declan McDonough, who's ridden this track a million times. He should know by now, like us punters do, that you don't want to be on that far side rail when the ground's on the soft side. The heavier the better, the better ground it is up the near side. So I would suggest that he'll make a beeline from stall number 9 to race centre towards the stand side rail. He'll gain a huge advantage by doing that, and because he's on the best horse anyway, it really does all add up for this horse to take this quite comfortably, you would imagine. Dolce Strega looks the obvious danger based on her opening effort at Nace. That was back in July when she was slowly away but kept on quite well in the end to finish 3rd behind that very promising horse of Geraldine's. It's called Bear Cheek. She was a 50-1 shot on that occasion, so not a great deal was expected of her. So she's obviously run above expectations on that opening run. Sure to improve. If she handles the ground, then she could prove some sort of a threat. But as I said, I don't think she's as well positioned in the stalls as Zeb Grey is. And for that reason, I'll pass her over in favour of Adrian McGuinness's 2-year-old.
Zeb Grey to confirm favouritism in the opener. Then the second race is the 5.35. This is the Abergwaun Stakes, which is a listed race over 5 furlongs. Monsieur Joe is the 9-4 market leader. Speed Hawk is 4-1 second in. Dicta Del Mar has attracted a bit of money this morning, 11-2 into 4-1. Ifranesia is 9-2. It's 13-2 for Jamesy and 10-1 in double figure prices for the others. A couple of British Raiders towards the top of the market there, Andy. Dicta Del Mar looks the best of the home team, or the one that's attracting the money anyway. So how do you see the 5.35 going?
Yeah, and again, another race where the draw and the ground is going to play a major factor in the outcome here. So with that in mind, I'm going to go with the money this morning for Dicta Del Mar. She's been a filly that hasn't quite run up to expectations so far this season. She's running well, but she hasn't actually got a heading for them. That's the point I'm trying to make. But she did catch the eye early on in the season when the ground was soft, so I've been waiting for her to run on soft or easier ground since that run when she was fourth behind Great Minds. That was one of her best speed figures. And she's also run quite well in defeating some decent handicaps and group races, most notably, and she was keeping on from the back of the field behind Stepper Point in a group two starts ago. They then rather unfortuitously took her to Goodwood the other day to contest that very valuable sprint race won by Muthmere, but they went a Herculean pace that day and she basically just didn't come down the hill on the ground. It was the fastest time I've got all week, that race, so you'd certainly forgive her that. And I think on record, Tom Hogan has suggested as such he shouldn't have probably taken her to that particular event. But she's got a soft ground again. She's well drawn as well in stall number 9. She's only one away from the near side fence. And she could probably expect to face the most pressure from Michelle Joe, of course, who's drawn right inside her in Trap 8. Paul Measley's Charge has got a little bit of soft ground form in his makeup. That was several years back, but he doesn't mind getting his toe in. He's been running really well in valuable sprint handicaps and listed contests this season. He's been a real stable star for Paul Midgley, and I'm expecting him to run well as well. But Dicta Del Mar, with the cut in the ground that she desires from a decent draw, I'd expect her to run a huge race in that Abergorn Stakes.
Dicta Del Mar for Andy there then in the 5.35. The 6.05 is the next race on the card. This one is a handicap over 5 furlongs. And the market headed this morning by Great Wide Open, who's 3-1. 9-2 for Insolutum. Master Speaker is 5-1. 7-1 for Ostatnia. Anside Air is 9s with Kimbe. Prince Connoisseur is 11s and 12-1 or bigger prices. For the others, who would you side with in a nice competitive handicap?
Yeah, looking forward to this one as well. Plenty of my old favourites run here. Great Wide Open is a horse I think we should stay on the right side of between now and the end of the season, because she's going to be racing on ground, hopefully, now it changes and goes into the autumn period, that will suit him quite nicely. He's very much a soft ground horse, he's a grinder, and that's why he hasn't been out since April. Charles O'Brien's obviously left him off the summer period when the ground's dried out. I think he probably won 6 furlongs in time. It's just that kind of horse. He takes a while to get going, and it was only in the latter stages that he managed to win here last time out. I mean, the bare bones of that form when he just beat Well Done Me and Ulala wouldn't be good enough to win this, but you'd think he's the type to, like I say, improve beyond his current rating. But I'm going to have to stick with my old favourite here, Insolutum. I think Ken Condon's Charge this season has been massively unlucky not to win more than just the one race. You look how many times he's hit the frame, and he's been doing it as well in all these Grade 1 Premier handicaps, run at scintillatingly fast pace, and he's just been drawn on the wrong side so many times. It's been quite incredible. I just think he's been so unlucky. Even last time out at the Curragh behind Straw Patrol, he was the best of the lone drawn stalls. The winner came up the stand right along with Your Pal Tar, but Insolutum, drawn in stall 3, ran his absolute face off yet again. He got a terrible draw the time before and a bad run through, and he got taken off his feet over 5 on good ground at the Curragh. You name it, he's basically been dished out all the bad luck going this season. But tonight, he goes back to a track where he's already run well early on this season. He finished 3rd behind Kimbe, but once again he was drawn pretty poorly up the inside, and they came towards the stand side, and he ended up being stranded down the middle. But he's drawn a little bit better tonight. He's right in the middle of the pack. Hopefully he can get across and get somewhere in amongst the action. If he doesn't manage to pull off that feat, then maybe Unsiger could run quite well here at a big price. I'd certainly have a little bit of a saver on him, because he's been housed in the best possible draw. Declan McDonough, who rides the favourite in the first, should know exactly what he's doing here on Andrew Slattery's 8-year-old. He's won here twice before over 5 furlongs, particularly when there's plenty of cuts in the ground. And he actually didn't run too badly the other day at the Galway Festival, drawn in stall 14 over 7 furlongs, which is a little bit too far for him nowadays. But I think he's a decent horse, Unsiger, and double figure odds for him in the favoured stall position could be a big price. So I'm going to play Insolutum and Unsiger against the field in that 5 furlong handicap.
On to the second listed race on the evening. This one is at 6.35. This one is the Camford Cliff Stakes. It's a listed race over 7.5 furlongs, and it's for the 2-year-olds. Port Douglas is the 11-8 favourite. 3-1 for Waipu Cove. Glamorous Approach is 9-2, 6-1 for Play the Game, 6-1 also for Burma Star, and Uninhibited is the 20-1 outsider. Six of them in the lineup here, Andy. 2-year-olds on heavy ground, not always the easiest puzzle to solve, but how do you see the 6.35 going?
Well, bookmakers have taken no chances with Port Douglas this morning, considering that Aidan O'Brien had 5 winners last night. Confidence will obviously be high with the Ballydore Maestro that he can have another one here. He's run 2 solid races, one in victory and one in defeat. His defeat last time out came at the hands of a very promising 2-year-old from the Jim Bolger stable called Sanus Parakram, who got beat next time out, but to be fair, he probably bumped into a useful 2-year-old himself that day. So Port Douglas has done nothing wrong in 2 starts. He's very much going the right way. Just whether he handles the ground or not, which is the obvious question mark. He goes from 2 good to firm races to a real slogging heavy ground, which he will be tonight. And with that in mind, he could face a real tough opponent here in the shape of Wapoo Cove. Now, I know this horse only won a nursery last time out, and that was at the Galway Festival. This horse could not have been any more impressive. It was quite incredible how well this horse won. You really can't put a figure on what he achieved that day. The handicappers reacted and put him up to 93. But you'd have to say he was eased down that much that he could easily be over 100 the way he won and how much he actually had in the locker. I've never seen a horse win so easily. He had the blinkers on for the first time. That obviously worked. And he also handled the cut in the ground as well, which he's going to get tonight. He's got an action very much suggesting that the deeper the ground, the better he is. He just basically floats through it like a hot knife through butter. And I think he can take her to beat in here. I think 3-1 this morning is going to come under severe pressure. And I wouldn't say he's going to be vying for favouritism, but I think these two will come a little bit closer together. 11-8 Port Douglas, 3-1 Wapoo Cove. I suggest they'll probably be something like 7-4, 2-1, 9-4 on the off. So I think if you can get 3-1 for Wapoo Cove, you'll certainly be on the right side of the price and hopefully on the right side of the result.
Wapoo Cove for Andy then in the Canford Cliff Stakes. Moving on to the 7-10 next race, 5 on the card. This one is a median auction filly's maiden. It's over 7.5 furlongs, and Santa Monica is the 11-8 favourite. 15-8 for Simanka. Special Focus 100-30. It's then 12-1 for Awesome Alley, Bridget's Fable 18s and 20s for Desert Mix. The three that have racecourse experience come from pretty powerful connections as well, Andy. Do you see it between those three here?
Yeah, I do, yeah, although I've whittled it down to 2. I don't really fancy Special Focus here. Whereas I'm going to concentrate on the other two performers, Santa Monica and Simanka. It's a bit of a coin toss here, to be perfectly honest, between these two. They're both by Master Craftsman, suggesting that they should handle the cut in the ground that's going to be at Tipperary tonight. And Simanka, at least, has already proven that she handles ease in the ground with a good second the other day behind a horse that I selected, Now or Never. But it was very much a race that went the way of the draw. Mike O'Callaghan's Charge was drawn 1. Simanka, unfortunately, was drawn right out in the wing in stall number 10. I actually went on record to say I would have tipped her that night. She'd have been drawn better. And that is very much the way it panned out. She basically just couldn't win from the draw. She was stuck out wide and had to obviously cover up a lot of more ground and use a lot of energy. She was very promising first time out over this course and distance when she caught the eye behind Glamorous Reproach, who runs in the 6.35 the listed race. So she's obviously been dining at a very top table so far this season. But Santa Monica also has as well. She ran in a Group 3 the last day down in Leopardstown behind the likes of Tanaza in that silver flash stakes. She was noted doing some really good late work after being well behind at halfway. And given that the way she finished that day, I think a step up in trip and the more stamina-based race that this is going to be tonight will suit her. So on this occasion, I'll go with Santa Monica, just slightly ahead of Simanka, but I think it's going to be a tough call between the two.
Slightly favouring Santa Monica then in the 7.10. The 7.45 is the sixth race on the card. This is Division 1 of this handicap for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. We're over 7.5 furlongs here as well. And Snakes and Ladders is the 11-2 favourite. 7-1 for Cash or Casualty, Hatton Cross and Apache Gold. 8s for Magia del Corso and Norway Jack. And then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. As the betting suggests there, Andy, quite competitive this one. So who would you side with in there?
Yeah, not a race I'm really that keen on, to be honest. The next two races are very much like that. There's so many you can give a chance to, as the market suggests. I think it's just really hard to be overly dogmatic. Cash or Casualty, if you're looking for one to give you a real good solid run for your money, I think he probably fits that criteria. He's around about 7 or 8 to 1 this morning. He's got a reasonable draw. I say a reasonable draw because I think the wider you're drawn, the later the races develop here tonight at Tipperary, the better your chances are, because I think they're going to sweep wide into the home straight. I think they're going to come up the stand side. So normally the inside draw would be favoured, i.e. Hatton's Cross, who's drawn in stall 1. But I think if you're on the inner, you're going to be stuck on the fence in the swamp. So I think I'm going to be concentrating on middle to high draw. And Casual Casualty, he's got plenty of soft or heavy ground form over this distance throughout the course of the season. So he obviously is a good starting point. And the other one to mention here is No Way Jack. He's been a model of consistency largely throughout this season, apart from one or two bumps in the road. He ran another good race down in Ballin Road the other day, but he just didn't quite stay the trip. But I do think dropping back to a mile or 7.5 furlongs here should suit him. And he's another one, like I say, who's a fairly reliable conveyance in this kind of race. Apache Gold's another one to mention. He's another horse who's got plenty of soft or heavy ground form in his CV. Just as though he just seems to save all his best form for Cork, which is the only slight off-putting reason why I'm not going to go with him. So I'll go for two against the field here. They've both got plenty of soft or heavy ground form of late. No Way Jack and Casual Casualty, my two against the field in the 7:45.
Couple against field then for Andy in the 7:45. We move on to Division 2 of that same handicap next at 8:15 over the 7.5 furlong trip, and 11-2 of the field in Division 1. I thought that was competitive. It's 7-1 co-favourites of 3 in Division 2 with Escapism, Snap Click and Mistress Marin Rio at the top of the market. 8-1 for High Focus. Malicious Intent is also 8s with Gemba and Mick Slates. It's 9-1 for Vasilia Gal. And 14s are bigger for the others, probably even a harder, Andy, so help us out in that one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, this one's even more trickier. I'll probably go with Gembat here, roughly around about a 10-1 shot this morning with most firms. He doesn't win very often, poor win-to-run ratio, but he does pop up every now and again, and he's certainly off a very attractive mark now if he can recapture some of his best form. Every chance that he'll do so here, because he's got soft ground in his favour, which he's handled on many occasions before. He's got Pat Smullen on. He's drawn in the middle to high. He's drawn into trap 12. He's won here twice as well at Tipperary, so he obviously likes it here. And he comes here off the back of a good run behind the very much improving Ploughboy, who, of course, went on to run a brilliant race the other day at the Galway Festival, just getting nutted in on the line. So that run suggests that he's certainly worth a consideration here anyway. So if you're looking for a small interest in this race, look no further than the fairly consistent Gembat.
Gembat in the 8:15. The final race is the 8:45. We finish here with a ladies' handicap over a mile and half a furlong. A mile and 4.5 furlongs is what I'm trying to say. 1,000 Stars at the top of the market at 4-6. 4-1 for Prussian Eagle. 6-1 for Henry's Girl. First in the queue is 9s. It's then 20s and big prices for the others. So we better start with 1,000 Stars, Andy. Very classy hurdler, as we know. Showed recently at the Galway Festival that he's still got some ability. And back on the flat for the first time in 6 years. Do you think he'll win this?
Well, he should do, really, shouldn't he? You know, he's a very, very smart horse still, as we know, over hurdles. You've only got to look at his run the other day in the Galway Hurdle. What a tremendous renewal it was this year as well. You know, we had the likes of Ted Veal, Max Dynamite, Hin Cyclone, Marcus Marconi. If you look at the horses he beat, McNicholson, Bayan, Plinth, Wicklow Bray, the Game Changer, Dear Carly, Amniabad. I mean, it was a who's who, really, of summer jumping stroke quality mid-season handicappers. And it was run at a good sound pace as well. So to finish sixth, almost carrying top rate off a mark of 153, still suggests that there's plenty of fire in the belly with William Mullins' charge. He runs here off a bargain basement mark of 68. So really, and truthfully, you know, he should win. But I've seen these races before. They're kind of right, odd entities, really. You get almost what looks looking at a gift horse in the mouth, and they sometimes don't always. It doesn't always pan out the way you think. You've got a similar type here who could be very well handicapped in the shape of Prussian Eagle. Quite rightly, bookmakers have put him in second favourite. He's run also many good races last season in the depths of winter in those really good juvenile races. He showed up prominently in many, many grade ones at Punchestown and, of course, at Garran and Leopardstown, for instance. He ran really well in the spring juvenile hurdle. And he also runs off a bargain basement mark of 64. So the race, in all intents and purposes, should be between the two. And they have been priced up accordingly, 4-6 and 4-1. But there is a horse lurking in this race here that I certainly think will outrun her odds. And it's the top weight, Akalina, who I tipped the other day at the Galway Festival, suggesting that I thought she'd run a good race. Unfortunately, things just didn't quite pan out for her. She was a slow starter. She got into a terrible track position. She pulled very hard in the early stages. And because she got trapped out wide and was seen too much daylight and got no cover, by the time that they were swinging around the home turn, her petrol gauge very much was flashing on empty. And therefore, coming up the hill, she just didn't quite have the sufficient stamina to get home. In the end, she weakened to get beat 17 and a quarter lengths behind Benker. Now, that form on its own shouldn't necessarily be good enough here to trouble the front two in the market. But if you go back to her run at Ballinrhone when she settled beautifully, she travelled really well and she got the job done, you'll notice it was over a mile five on heavy ground, which is going to be the distance she's covering tonight. She did a very fast speed figure that night, so I'm hoping that she's going to be bouncing back to form here. Now, look, I'm not suggesting that she's going to be beating 1,000 Stars, but at 25-1, I'd actually be quite disappointed if she doesn't finish in the first three here. So let's put up Akelina as a really good each-way bet in the final race at that early morning price.
Nice each-way bet then to finish with in the 8.45. As always, Andy, let's just have a quick summary of your spinners or your selections for Tipperary one more time.
Yeah, I think the high draw are going to very much dominate on soft or heavy ground tonight at Tipperary. So with that in mind, I'm going to go with the best drawn horse in the first, the one with the best form, Zeb Grey. Should get favourite backers off to a good start. In the 5.35, the two well-drawn, in-form, soft-ground horses are Monsieur Joe and Dictor Del Mar, with Dictor Del Mar just slightly getting the vote. I'm a big fan of Great Wide Open, but I'm an even bigger fan of In Salutim, so he's got to be the automatic choice in the 6.05, just slightly ahead of the top one on side. Joe's got a very good draw in Trap 11. My best bet in the card's got to be Wapu Cove. If you can get that 3-1, he represents the stable that took this race last year with Convergence, and with the ground in his favour, I think he'll take a bit of beating. Toss of the coin jobby in the 7.10 between the front two in the market, Santa Monica and Simanka, with the former just getting the vote. In the 7.45, a real trappy one here, but my two against the field would be No Way Jack and Casual Casualty. In the 8.15, again another trappy race for punters. Jambat gets the choice there from an each-way stance. And in the final race, the top one here, I think, will outrun her odds. Akelina, who can be backed each way at 25-1 this morning.
Good work. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Tipperary this evening.
OK, thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.